So we're going to be doing Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Sifkot and Hay, but I think as often we find with the Ktzis HaChoshen, once he's worked through something, it's almost nice to start at the end. When you've already worked through, as you have, when you've worked through the Sif already, it's quite interesting to start at the end and work our way back almost. So I would think we should start with the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz, and see what he wants to do with it, because that's really where he's going, and then we'll work our way back. And we've really worked backwards altogether. We started with, what was the first siman we did? Was Resh Memches. And then we did Kuf Ayin Aleph, and now we're on Kuf Yud Zayin, so we've kind of worked backwards, but that's how we've come to it. So let's start with Yerodea Resh Lamed Dalad, Seif Samaches, which is where the Ktzis HaChoshen is going to lead us to in any event. And let's try and understand the issues there. So the and a lot of the Taz that we're going to be learning is quoted in the Ktzis HaChoshen. So Gershon, if you don't have a text in front of you, I think you'll be able to follow most of it in the Ktzis HaChoshen itself. So the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch is Osro Aleho Tashmish Kol Odom Sheba Ilom. She says, I will have no relationships with any man in the world. That's what she asks. Yefer Chelke. He, the husband, hears the neder. He should be mefer the neder. We got it? Are you in the right place? Samaches. Seif Samaches in Reish Lamed Dalad. Got it? Yefer chelko, he has to be mefer his chelik. Utehe mishamshetoi, and then she can have relations with him, implying if he's not mefer, the neder is chal, and she will be, and he'll be also. Uchashi yomus or yegarsheno, and after he dies, or if he divorces her, harehi wasura betashmish kol odom. Then she's taka also. So the neder is chal on the olam. He can only be made for the piece that applies to him. Interesting, an interesting din. So she makes a neder kloli, kind of a koinam. She asses herself to everybody. Or really asses everybody to herself is what she's doing. She's assering the olam on her. He's included in the olam. He has to be mefer, otherwise he will be included and will be osur. So we see right away we're getting into kona mafkia midei shibud. That's why we're onto this. Moshe and I were talking, he gave me a whole new insight yesterday, if I can mention it, in terms of the organization of thinking, particularly with the Ktzis HaChoshen, but the whole of Shas works like that. I'm still struggling to get my hand around the idea of tagging. You know, the idea of tagging on computers and multiple places for things. Because I still think in the old way that you put something in a drawer and that's where it is. You want it, you've got to find the drawer. The idea that an idea can be filed in multiple locations is something that only has become, in secular thinking, that's very new. In Torah, that's how Gemara works. You know, Rebbe and Ravina and Ravashi decided where to file everything, but that's only one of multiple files in which they sit. And that's what Tosfos does a lot of. So Hashas does tagging, Tosfos does tagging, and the Ktzis HaChoshen is a master tagger. So all he's saying is he's pulling out all the tags throughout Shas that relate to Kona Mafkia Midei Shibud and just reorganizes everything, and it's all in front of us now in a Masechta on Kona Mafkia Midei Shibud. And we have to have that ability to be able to think in learning, and it's great. It helped me a lot to get my head around both the tagging in computer language and to get it around in Shas. So here we've got in the Dorim a simple halacha, but it's right in Kona Mafkia Midei Shibud. It's one of the pieces in Kona Mafkia Midei Shibud. She makes a koinon, she asks everybody on her, he's got a shibud on her, she's meshubedes to him, and yet the koinon seems to be chal, seems to work. Says the Taz, and I haven't had a chance to look at the tour inside, or the Beis Yosef. Osro aleo tashmish kol odom, betur kosuv bezeh. In the tour, this din is written in a different loshen. What's the loshen in the tour? Ve'im omra koinam tashmishi al kol ha'ilo. The tour says the koinam is on me. I'm asering myself on the oilo. So where's the isur chal? Is the isur chal on the oilam and applies only to her? Or is the isur chal on her and applies to the entire oilam? So in the Tur, that's the way it's worded. The Shulchan Aruch changes the wording. V'hikshu Beis Yosef, the reason that the Shulchan Aruch changes the wording is because the Beis Yosef on the Tur has a problem with the Tur's language. De'ipcha havaleila meima. The Beis Yosef says she should use the opposite wording, or the Tur should have used the opposite wording. Koinam tashmish kol oilom alai. She should have said the koinam is on the oilom, and it applies to me. The holoshim koinam tashmish yiloi mahani. Because to say I'm also to the world doesn't help. Kivan shimushubedis loikidalel, because she's got a shibud. And how can a koinam be chal if there's already a shibud? She's got a shibud on herself to her husband, and that koinam wouldn't work. But if she says the whole world is also to me, that could work. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch Taka changes the Loshon when he brings this halacha. And he doesn't bring it like the Tur. What was the Tur thinking? We'll see. And he asks a second kasha. So the first kasha he asks is that the Loshon of the Neder that the Tur brings is wrong, because that Loshon, the Neder, wouldn't be chal at all. And if we're going to say the Neder is chal and the Baal has to be made for his chalek, it must be that she asks the world, not that she asks herself. But ma shesiyim hatur ad shetisgarish. V'az asura loy gamkin. The Tur adds something else which the Shulchan Aruch leaves out. He leaves out because the Beis Yosef has a problem with it. What does the Tur add? After the Gerushin, he becomes also as well. His hafora doesn't help anymore. So he was mefer the neder for the length of the marriage. It's almost like we were talking about in the previous chabur, when we were talking about, is time one of the dimensions of the object? So the length of the marriage is part of the dimensions of the chalos of the koinam, which he removed. That's all he has the power to remove. But there's left, after the time of the marriage, just as there is left what applies to the rest of the world, so there's left what applies to the rest of the to after the marriage. So at the end of the marriage, if the marriage is terminated, he's like everybody. Hakosav le'el dvorim shebeino asks the Beis Yosef. Hakosav le'el dvorim shebeino. The Tur himself writes that dvorim shebeino lebeino muter afilu la'achat shishitis garish ad shitinos la'acher. Matters between him and her, matters of intimacy, where she makes a neder and he's mefer that neder, that hafora applies as long as she doesn't marry somebody else. Even after the gerushin, the hafora works. Once she marries somebody else and she's asura to him, then he's like anybody else. But until that time, she's kind of still available to him in some cases. It's quite interesting that there seems to be some... The fact that he could still remarry her means that hafora still has impact. The Chosov Rashal, and the Marshal writes, Alakush Yoshnia. So the Marshal answers the Beis Yosef's second kasha. Again, the Beis Yosef has asked two kashas. The first kasha is... The Loshon of the Neder is wrong. It should be Chal on the world, not on her, because she has a Shibud. The second Kasha is, since this is a matter of Beino Lebeino, after the marriage, the Hafora should still work. And the Tur says after the marriage, he becomes like the rest of the world, and the Neder is Chal. This is the Loshon of the Marshal. V'loy Dak. The second kasha is not a kasha. The dafka shebeinu levenu levad. When does this apply that the husband's hafora works even after divorce? That's if the isur was just beinu lebena, between the two of them. Aval hochel sheosra kol ha'ilom aleho elashu nichlal beinayhem. But here the Isur was on the whole Olam, and he was part of that Olam. Mishum hachi afilu hu mefer chelkoi einu mufer ela ba'idah tachtav. Now he's got two capacities. He's husband, but he's also part of the Olam. And in his capacity as part of the Olam, he becomes also to her after he's no longer husband. When he's husband, he's not part of the Olam. But the moment he ceases to be husband, he's part of the Olam. And if it's also to the Olam, it's also to him, because he's part of the Olam. He doesn't have a special status. An ex-husband is a stranger. He doesn't have it. They don't have a relationship. Whereas the Beis Yosef seems to imply that there's still some ongoing relationship that affects the hafora of the neder, says the Marshal. No. After the end of the marriage, he's Kechol Olam, he's part of the Olam. If the neder is chal for the rest of the Olam, the neder is chal for her too. U'miyad shetiskarei shareihu kishar kolod. So that's fine. So we have the Tur, two kashas of the Beis Yosef, and the Marshal answering the second kasha. Enter the Prisha and the Bach. The Chosfut be Prisha u'Morichami Zal, and the Prisha, that's the Sma and Morichami, my father-in-law, writes, De Bezeh, his father-in-law is the Bach, De Bezeh Muturetz Gam Kushyo Harishoina. The Marshal didn't have to restrict his answer to the second kasha. The Marshal actually is answering the first kasha too. The Shapir Chalandeder Afal Pishi Himushuberis Lo Mitam Shu Kolo. Yes, he has a shibud on her, but the world doesn't have a shibud on her, and she asked herself on the world. He's part of the world, and in that capacity, he doesn't have a shibud. So the machlokes really is the Marshal holds that when his husband, he's not part of the world. He only becomes a part of the world afterwards, and the base and the Taz is suggesting that no, he's part of the world and his husband. So if being as he's part of the world, there's no shibud on her to that element of it, and it should be chal, even if it's the shibud should be irrelevant, and therefore the loshon of the tur works fine. So the Taz is going to defend the Beis Yosef against the Bach, his father-in-law, and the Sma. Because his father-in-law has suggested there's no reason to reject the language of the Tur. And the Taz is now going to explain why there is reason, that they're wrong. Vani omer shelo doku rabbonon elu. And I think these rabbonon were not careful. They said that the Marshal uses the Loshon Tzitzis, the Marshal's answer is v'loy dak. The Marshal says on the Beis Yosef v'loy dak, and he says v'loy doku rabbonon elu. The Sma and the Bach were not meticulous in their thinking. For this discussion, it doesn't help that he's part of the world. We say that a neder with a dovah shelo ba'olam can work. Elo amar avhuna b'reder Rav Yeshua ba'imeris yekadshu yodai lo esehim di yodel isnehu ba'olam. That if she says, I will asser the output of my hands, that her hands are in the world. So that's not, she's not, the fact that she can go to work tomorrow and earn $100, the $100 is lo ba'olam ilam because she hasn't earned it yet. But Rav Yeshua says, but her hands are in the ilam. And she's answering her hands, lo'isehen. The is chal on the hands in as much as they produce. So the is not chal on the produce of the hands, it's chal on the hands themselves, and the hands are in the ilam. Ufachino, mi mekadshi, for meshabdi yodel, the baal. If you're saying that it's chal on the hands are meshubit to the baal. And the Gemara answers, no, what she means is after I'm megureshis. So the Gemara accepts that the yodeh on meshubed is labal. Hare lefonecha de mashi omri yekadshu yodai hu loshen koilo. Shelo yane shum odom b'ilo mimasi yodeh. You see quite clearly, she used the loshen koilo. She forbade the output of her hands on anybody in the world. Fafilachi pachina le de hohe meshubodim labal. And yet the Gemara asks, they meshubodim lebal. So you see that even a loshen kolel, the baal is not included in the loshen kolel. It's true that the oilom has no shibud on a maaseh yodeho, and therefore she can asa the hands on the oilom, but he does have a shibud on maaseh yodeho, and therefore that shibud, her kainam kloli, cannot remove the shibud that he has.
While he's the baal.
He would need hafara because he's got a shibud, it's not chal, and he wouldn't need hafara. So the question is, why here does he need hafara? So there it's not chal because he's meshubed.
Well, the Torah says
she's meshubed
because of the amigu. So they do not include him.
Yeah, but then he's having a difficulty with that. So according to the Taz, why does he have to be mefer? Then the next piece the Sosachoshin leaves out, so put it in parenthesis, until lower down, the Oid Raya, which comes just before a quote from the Dorim Daf Pei Aleph. If you see in the Dorim Payaf, you got it. V'oid raya, and the second raya that Loidoku, that the Sma and the Bach are wrong, that even a Koinam Kloli on the whole world does not affect his Shibud on her. Mimash Omru bin Adorim, Ha'omeris eini Meshamish Mitosi, Yefer. If she says, I won't be Meshamish Mitosi, he's got to be Mefer. Uforich, Iba Omeris Hanos Tashmishi Olaich Alecho Homushubedislo. If she says that you can have no Hanor from Tashmish from me, she's Meshubed, how can it be Chal? Harilufonecha Shomra Loshan Koilo. Isu Tashmish al Koloilam. So she must have said an Isu Koilo. Nobody will have Hanor from my Tashmish. And therefore, even if she says Tashmishi Olaich, it isn't a neder. Otherwise, the Gemara should have answered, V'loim ha'dikivin she'om ha'loshin zeh, she'u koylel mevatel ha'shibud. Ela poshut deloim mahani loshin koylel, levatel shibud sheloi. Clearly that a loshin koylel is not mevatel his shibud. His shibud stands, even though he's also part of the Olam, he isn't part of the Olam. In this sense, there are two sets. The one set is the Olam, and the other set is the Baal, and they're not overlapping sets. He's not a Baal, as the Baal, he's not also part of the Olam. He's a separate set. So when she asses on the Olam, that doesn't affect his shibud. Uvekavon, akosav rashal, terut shaloi dafka al kushi hashniya shalabes yosef. And that's why the Maharshal only answers the kushi hashniya with his way. He doesn't answer the kushi rishoina. The kushi rishoina still, if she says, koinam tashmishi al kolo ilom, and the Beis Yosef asked that shouldn't be chal, because there's a shibud. That's right, even though it's a koinam klali, that shibud still stands. And you can't use the Maharshal to answer the first question. Therefore, the Beis Yosef is right to reject the Loshon Hatur and to change the Loshon to the way she says it here. Osro aleo tashmish kol odom sheba ilom. And here she means every human being in the world, the two sets, the ilom and you, is what she means. And that's why he must be mefer. And then it's not chal on any kind of shibud, and therefore it works. But without the change of the Loshon, it wouldn't work. So the Taz has explained why, despite the Beis Yosef's suggestion that, despite the Sma and the Bach's suggestion that we can use the Maharshal to resolve the Loshon Hatur, the Taz says you can't. The Beis Yosef is right, and there's no way that the Maharshal's answer, and the Maharshal realized that too, clearly, because the Maharshal only used it to answer the Beis Yosef's second kasha, he didn't use it to answer the first kasha. That's how it is. The Tzeis HaChoshen, using everything we've learned on Koinam Mafkia Midei Shibud, is going to salvage the Sma and the Bach. That's what that piece is about. So now we can start at the beginning of the Tzeis HaChoshen and see how he does it. Let's work our way through it. Osron al kol ha'ilom. Let's look firstly at the Ramo in the text. It says the Ramo, afilu bikdushas haguf lo yochel lo isron al hamal velchud. That even kedushas haguf, a loive cannot aser his property that is meshubed to the malve, even using a kedushas haguf. To say my nechosim are koinam. That would be an easy way for him to get out of a mortgage. You borrow money, you mortgage your house, and then you say, and koinam, and my house is also to the bank. Elohim ken osuran al kol ha'ilam. The only way it can work is if you say it's also to everybody. Then it's in the bichal. V'yesh cholkin and sama cholek. What does v'yesh cholkin mean? A cholek can say that even al kol ha'ilam it won't work, or they say that even if it's a koinam yochid it will work. What is the? How do you understand the v'yesh cholkin?
We assumed only on the kloli.
That even if it's a kloli, that's what I think too. Even if it's a kloli, the v'yesh cholkin say even if it's a kloli, you can't answer it on the world. So says the Tzeis HaChoshen in Sifkot Nehe, Osron al kol ha'ilam. So we learned the Tosfos, isn't that right? Im kein kolechod yafkeh mikhoyvim mibarcho, val yedei koinon. There's an easy way out of a mortgage. You simply have to make a koinon, assel your property on the barchoiv, and it won't. It loses its value, and there's nothing you can do. V'yeshlomer de lav dafke shibude de bal al mu rabbonin. Not only were the rabbonin ma'alim strength. Not only did they strengthen the shibud of a baal to resist the koinom of a woman, so that she couldn't use that technique to be mafkia midei shibud. Elo hachenami al mu rabbonin le shibude de bal choiv. Rabbonin were strengthened the shibud of a bal choiv, so that a bal choiv would also do that. It's quite interesting when you think of this, just the structure of the Rabbonins and Doraisas and so on. So that means Mida Oraisa, it would work. So what was the Torah thinking? Did you talk about that? It would work. So is there an imperfection in the Torah?
Yeah.
Then the Rabbonin have to come and be Masak in the Torah? It's quite an interesting understanding. What is there, a flaw in the Torah?
We assumed that the Torah is talking about a utopian society.
Yeah, so the Torah is an ideal model. The Torah says a woman understands she's Meshubedah. She's not going to make a koinon. What's the point of a shibud? She understands. That's what she got married into. A Baal Chayv understands that he's got a Chayv and his property is Meshubedah. He's not going to make a koinon. That's not what it is. That's how the Torah is. So the Torah doesn't have to create all the allowances for an imperfect society. That the Rabbonin have to do. And that goes until today. Because now that the Rabbonins become designed for a perfect society, and when a Rov gets a Shaila, that's what a Shaila is. A Shaila is not, you're allowed to turn a light on Shabbos, that's not a Shaila. A Shaila is a situation arises where Halacha doesn't provide for it, because it's an imperfect situation. And how do you navigate through imperfections? That's really and that's why people say that when a Pesach uses a Heter or whatever, that's his job. His job is to find solutions to problems created by the tension between a perfect system and an imperfect environment. They're natural tensions, and the role of the Pesach is to find within the framework of Halacha ways to navigate those tensions. And here we see it, how it starts, right at the very beginning, where the Rabbonin have to say, yes, there's a Doraisa, which would work in a perfect society. Society is not perfect, so to retain the spirit of the Torah and its intention, we have to legislate certain things that will give force to it, that will give substance to it. So they were ma'alim the shibud of the Baal Chayiv, and they were ma'alim the shibud of the Baal, so as to give that shibud the intention that the Torah wanted for it. Vim Terma asks Tosfos, Beferek Amona beYevomis Gabi Itzdele de Milta de Parsua Amitna. So there the case is, a woman gave her husband a beautiful sweater. And when he died, she really has a right to it. But the sons threw it over the body. They put it in the coffin. They put it over his body. Amayko amarove de kanya mitne. The din is, Rava says, that the mace is koine. So it's also bahano. It becomes like tachrichim. It becomes also bahano. How can it become also bahano? She had a shibud on it before it became also bahano. Should be l'shibudo here, really, technically speaking. They were ma'alim the shibudim between husband and wife. V'yeshloima, dafka b'koinomus almur. That's by koinom that they used this mechanism, because that's where the imperfection is. They only were ma'alim where the imperfection is. The koinom gives so much power to an individual that it can undermine the shibudim which the Torah put in place. So as to mitigate that power, they're ma'alim, they don't weaken the power of koinam, they can't do that, but they can be ma'alim the power of shibud. Yeah, there's an isur hanor on everybody. It's not somebody trying to make a trick or whatever it is, and even if the sons did it out of spite so that she wouldn't get it. But the fact is, they made it also to everybody. You made it also to everybody. You don't have to be meichesh for that, and it is mafkia midei shibud. So sorry, she's got a shibud. She's lost her shibud because an isur hanor is like hektish, it's like koinon, and it's mafkia midei shibud. That's how it is. Kamo hektish, ad kan l'shoni. Umizenire, the koinomas kloli, shenesa l'chol ha'ilom. So what the principle we learn from Tosfos is that a koinom kloli that's also for the whole ha'ilom, mafkia midei shibud. And that'll explain the Ramo here. So this Ramo is based on the Tosfos in Ksubis, that a Kohenim Kloli is Mafkia Midei, a Kohenim Kloli is Mafkia Midei Shibud. We don't need an Almur, there's no Almur, the Rabbanon, it's Mafkia Midei Shibud. Omnam Niru Lufian is Daisy, asks the Ktzes HaChoshen, the Kivan, the Kaimel, and the Kohenim Kloli Yeshloi Pidyon. Let's throw in another dimension, and that is a Kohenim Kloli has Pidyon. A Kohenim Kloli is like Hektish. So that makes it, that gives it a strength, and we discussed this at some length in the last Chabura. That gives it a strength, it's like Hektish, it applies to the whole world, it's on the Heftza of the object, and so on. But it is also a weakness, and that is if it's like Hektish, it can be Nifteh, and if it's Nifteh, it's actually an Issur in the moment, it's Issur in the value, not in the object. And we made a bit of a distinction last time, if I remember correctly. We said there's a kind of an Issur in the Gufa Olam, like kodshim, not hektish, but kodshim. So an animal is set aside for a mizbeach. That's the goof of the animal is kodesh. There's nothing that can change that. Then there's something which is kedushas momen, which is really the object has no kedusha. And then there is a kedusha in the value of the goof of the object. Something in the middle. So it is on the goof, but it's not on the. It's not on the substance of the goof, it's on the value. And we said value becomes one of the dimensions by which you define something. You can destroy something, you can destroy its three dimensions, or you could destroy its value separately. By being makdi something, you destroy its value. By putting a neder, a koinu on something, you destroy its value, although the thing is still intact. But value is a dimension of an object. And sometimes, and this is what a koinu kloli seems to be, the way we learned it. Kohenim Kloli is chal on the value embedded in the object. So it's kind of goof and it's kind of not goof. Uchadita bin Adorib. So if there's pidyon, if yesh lo pidyon, that means that there's a way to extract the kohenim out of the object. Since it's only on the value, you can transfer it onto other value of equal amount and the object remains free of kohenim, as with hektish. As we learn in the Dorim, Koinam kikoze hektish va'ochlo. If a person says Koinam kikoze hektish, he uses the word Koinam and hektish, bless you. Bein hu vein chaviru, whether he eats it or anybody else eats it, more. There's me'ila, lefi hektish or pidyon. If there's me'ila, it's like hektish. If there's hektish, it's pidyon. Kikaze olai hektish. If he says this kikaze is hektish to me, va'ochlo, ein chaviru mo v'hu mo, or hu mo chaviru loy mo, is the lotion of the Gemara. His mo, his chaviru is not mo. So there is me'ila, but there's me'ila restricted to him. But since me'ila is restricted only to him and not to anybody else, it's not like hektish. Lefichach ein le pidyon divrei Rabbi Meir. He says, therefore there's no pidyon. So that's more in the goof of the chayfetz, although it's restricted to a narrower audience. It applies only to him, so in that sense it's more kal, but it's actually embedded in the goof of the chayfetz and cannot be removed. It's permanent. The Chachamim say this is not me'ila, lefish ein me'ila b'kenomis. There's no me'ila b'kenomis. It's not. It's like hektish, but it's not hektish. V'chosof sham haran, yesh lo pidyon, kiven de mitzer akuli alma, ke hektish tof is pidyona. Since it becomes also for the whole olam, it takes on the dinim of hektish, and pidyon works. Ulinyan halacha kaimelan k'Rabbi Meir. And we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Hilkach, kaimelan, de yesh me'ila b'kenomis, the kaimelan nami, de kenom kloli yesh lo pidyon. So we say that a kenom kloli, there is pidyon, Koinam, like Rabbi Meir says, if it's proti, if it's only, this is also to me, there's no milin, there's no pidyon. V'chein posa karamba. So clearly that's the halacha, like Rabbi Meir. V'chein kos v'atrisvis in perek ha'isha rabbe in Yevomis. De koinomus de osar akuli alma, yesh lo pidyon in Rabbi Meir. That if you make a koinam for the whole world, it does have a pidyon. V'ayin sham v'atrisvis rek perek ha'isha rabbe, d'om rusham, koinomus nami, if you hold yesh me'ila b'kenomis like Rabbi Meir does, kudushas domim nachtaluhu, then it's kudushas domim mishum debiyod lifdoisa, because he can extract that value and he can release the issur from the object. V'im kein kiven de kaimelon yesh me'ila b'kenomis, since there's me'ila b'kenomis yesh lo pidyon, v'kiven de yesh lo pidyon me'ila lo matzi lafkiya shibud, and since it can be nifte, it can't be mafkiya shibud. So there are three steps to that. There's me'ila means there's pidyon. Me'ila makes it like hektish. If it's like hektish, there's pidyon. If it's pidyon, it's kedushas domim. And if it's kedushas domim, it can't be mafkia shibud. Though kedushas domim ain't a mafkia midei shibud, because kedushas domim can't take out of a shibud. Why do we say? Because we say loy alim. Isn't that where we say loy alim? The koyach of hekdesh can't be stronger than the koyach of the owner. If the owner can remove the kedusha by pidyon, so can anybody. You can the shibud of hekdesh is not so strong that the owner can't decide to change it. He can remove it, and so any other shibud can do it. It's a removable
issue.
Ksubas we said koinomas kamis the kedushas haguf hainu bishum the also mari mikoinam proti the omra koinam shani yosel aficha the koinam kaze midinam afkiyam midei shibus shibud. If it's a koinam proti, it can be mafkiyam midei shibud the kedushas hagufu kamoi itzdela the milta de pasua mitna. So we struggled with all this a little bit in Kufayin Aleph because we hadn't learned Kuf Yud Zayin, but in Kuf Yud Zayin it's a little clear. So what's the deal in Kuf Yud Zayin? So what are we saying here? He says it's quite clear. If it's a koinam proti, it's kedushas haguf, and it's not like hekdesh. Hekdesh is not kedushas haguf. Hekdesh is kedushas momen, kedushas domin, and a koinam kloli is like hekdesh, which is kedushas domin. Therefore, a koinam kloli you can be poyder, a koinam proti you cannot, and a koinam kloli is not mafkia midei shibud, and a koinam proti is. So there's a chumra and a kula in both. Aval koinim klali yesh lo pidyon. V'chein kos v'tzoyis v'perik shvur shtayim basra. The koinim dos rakuli alma kehektish yesh lo pidyon. If a person says koinim on the whole world there's pidyon. V'im kein eino mafkia midei shibud. The kibin de yochel lifkoya al yidei pidyon al yidei shibud nami nifka hakoinim. So if it can come out by pidyon, it can come, a shibud can also take it out. Erodavke hektish eino yochel lifkoya afilu al yidei pidyon. Only that kind of hektish which you cannot remove by pidyon, meaning like well kedushas aguf, that's treves baal choiv lo adif minitinas domim. So then a baal choiv can't take it, the same as the owner himself can't do it. You want a seh for a korban, even if you've got a shibud on my seh, if I makdish the seh le korban, and it's a mamish, it's a kedushas aguf, then it takes away the shibud. There's nothing you can do about it. לכן כוס ותויסוס בהרש בו בחידושו ועין שם בטיימא דהקדש דומים אינם מפקיע מדי שיבוד. And the Rashbo and Tosfos explain the reason why Hekdash Domim doesn't take out of Shibud. V'im kein HaTosfos shehikshu. So now that we've established this, what have we've established? Koinam Kloli is like Hekdash. If it's like Hekdash, there's Pidyon. If there's Pidyon, it's Mafkiya Midei Shibud. It's not Mafkiya Midei Shibud. Koinam Proti is not like Hekdash. It's Kedushas Haguf. Proper. It's more like Korban. And it should be Mafkia Midei Shibud. V'im Kein HaTos V'Shikshu. Im Kein Kol Odom Yafkia Mameni V'Bal Choyv Al Yedei Koinam. So when Tosfos was concerned and said, every Bal Choyv could make a Koinam. Hainu Koinam Proti. He must be talking about a Koinam Proti. Koinam Kloli wouldn't work. She also Es Atzmo Haloi V'Al Hamal V'Luchud. He asks himself on the malve. The zu ain lo pidyon, because then there's no pidyon, v'shapi mafkia midei shibud. V'heilu, d'loi matzi le'esor alav b'koinam proti mishum d'almu rabbanu l'shibude. So that's where the almu rabbanu l'shibude come. Don't think you can use that. You'll use a koinam kloli we're not worried about, because a koinam kloli is not going to be mafkia midei shibud. A koinam kloli is not going to be mafkia midei shibud. I will use a koinam proti, so we'll be malim the shibud of the baal chayiv, of the creditors, that you can't do that. Umemele nami lo matzi leser b'koinam kloli deyish lepidyon ve'en mafkiyem b'dei shibud. So there's no way you can get around the malveh. There's no way you can bar the bank from repossessing your house. A koinam proti won't work and a koinam kloli won't work.
The question's on, how did the Ramah base it on this Tosfos?
Yes, because he started off bringing the Tosfos and saying the Tosfos is the source for the Ramah, but in that case the Ramah should say there's no way the Yesh Chol can become right, isn't that right? That there's no way you can take it out of him. Clean Prati, clean Kli, it makes no difference.
So who's he asking on?
He's asking on the Ramah.
On the
Ramah. Yeah. Doesn't he say that? ולפי זה לא מצינו אף כל שיבוד על ידי כהנים כלל, לא על ידי כהנים פרוטים, משום דאמור רבנו לשיבוד, ולא על ידי כהנים כללים, משום דאמור בקידוש הסדומים.
Hello,
it's the... Yes, so he's explaining Tosfos. It says Tosfos, I understand, but if Tosfos is the makor for the Ramo, then how does the Ramo make a chiluk between Proti and Klali, which clearly Tosfos doesn't accept? It's interesting that how far the halacha goes to encourage lending. And in our kind of economy now, it's very relevant. The idea of not to protect the borrower. This is about protecting the banks. And, you know, in our society, the banks are such villains at the moment, so nobody, you've got to understand what the thing is. It's terribly important to protect the banks, because when the banks feel vulnerable, they don't lend, and when they don't lend, you've got a global recession.
But there's a major issue.
There was that Shuva from Europe, I don't remember who it was from, one of the great Gedolim 130 years ago, during really rough times, where he said that we have, in order to improve ourselves, has to be lending.
It has to be lending, yeah. The Torah is very... What's the difference with the system?
There's no interest.
There's no interest in our system.
Which changes the entire idea of lending. There's no merchant bank, really, in halakha.
So you need it even more.
Well, there is, because there again, the Rabbonin, in order to encourage lending, created iskir. Right, so created iskir. Yeah.
Theoretically, it's not supposed to be.
And even again, in a perfect world. So in the Torah, in the Doraisa's perfect world,
there's no lending.
Lending is chesed.
Lending is chesed,
and you're motivated by chesed. So you know you're not compensated for risk.
Investment.
Yeah. In fact, your risk. There's no. It's almost tzedakah. You might never get your money back again, and that's okay.
Yeah, but investment banks. Did you say investment banks? Capital markets. What did you say?
I said part of investment. Yeah, part of lending.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have types of lending. There's lending for interest, and there's investment bank and venture capital.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
That's heter iska. And that's heter iska. Heter iska is conversion from debt to equity.
But even the pure investment banking is for a investment for a ownership interest, not for interest.
Which is what a heter iska is. Right. So heter iska is basically converts banking into investment banking. So the Torah's model dafki is investment banking. And investment banking is a shutuf in your business. You might agree to give a fixed return instead of a variable return, but it's based on heter iska. So I mean, the whole idea of heter iska is to convert modern banking to investment banking. So in Torah, the investment bankers are the heroes. They are the heroes. They make the economy work. They make the economy work. The others are leeches. The others with interest. Look how the Torah talks about interest, because it destroys people. A partner doesn't destroy. You grow, they gain. But interest, whether you gain or you grow or you don't grow, every month you're forking money out to a greedy. So the people who should be worried about are the debt instruments, not the credit, not the equity instruments. It's just interesting to see how through a very Yoredeyadika issue. One understands the Torah's worldview of economics, one of the dimensions of the Torah's worldview of economics. And very often we were talking about the fact, sometimes people say, you know, what's enough kamina lahalocha, what does all this make? This is where you develop worldview. You don't develop worldview from bikkias, and you don't develop worldview from just running through the Mishnah Berurah. When you work through and you see how the Torah understands, you work through how the Mishnah Berurah gets to his psak, and how the Ramo gets to his psak in the Shulchan Aruch, that's where you begin to understand worldview. And the Torah looks at the investment bankers as heroes who need to be encouraged. And not to protect the borrower, protect the lender. That's more important. You protect the borrower as well, but the main person you protect is the lender, because he's taking the risk. Why are you protecting the borrower? He's not in risk. And look at how it's been turned. I've often said that morality is sympathizing with the underdog. Halacha defines who the underdog is. And the media are very good at making their own definition of who the underdog is. So the Palestinians are the underdog, and now the whole of Judeo-Christian ethic sympathizes with the media-defined underdog. And you've lost the battle. You need halacha. Without a system of halacha, you don't define who the underdog is. So the investment banks are the underdogs. They're not. Nobody had to use their money. People made millions. The public made millions all these years. Everybody got wealthy and lived a better life because of that. They're not the villains. Even if they did things wrong, that doesn't make them villains. They need to be punished for what they did wrong, but it doesn't make them villains.
By protecting the lender, you protect the borrower ultimately.
Because there are funds available.
Yeah.
Well, we see what happens. We see what happens now when lenders don't lend.
Borrow as a group of people rather than
an individual.
Capitalism. By encouraging,
capitalism,
it's very socialist in the sense that you're not protecting an individual borrower. You're protecting borrowers.
The group of borrowers, yeah.
It's not the capitalist way, which is to protect an individual based on merit.
Right, right. And here we're talking about the set of, And it's clear that Torah is neither capitalist nor socialist. It's very unique. It depends where you look at it. It's more socialist than people would like to think. I don't know. Maybe more capitalist than people would like to think.
Okay, both ways, but it's
definitely. So, Elo, itzel de pasua mitne vehekdesh kedushas aguf kegon shor. The only time that it can be mafkia midei shibud, that a koinam can be mafkia midei shibud, is a real, genuine kedushas aguf. And that's a korban or it's itzel. And in Isur Hano, not created by a neder, but in Isur Hano created by Halach itself. V'chein mashma b'divrei Tosfos b'gitin, v'zeh lo sheino shom, yesh l'chalek, d'loy amrinan almu, elo b'kinomos, d'loy oso elo akuli alme. D'ilu ledidei shari, kiven de'edem iskavin elef kuh shibudeh. They did it specifically to get out of, to prevent misuse of the koinam method of the Kohenim instrument. But where it's also on everybody, including the person who makes it also, there's no fear that this is being done for anything. Yes, there's a possibility of spite, but that's mitzvah sedoim. But nobody can benefit. Nobody is benefiting from this Kohenim. So why do we have to protect people from it? Then he goes into the Rashbo, which I haven't looked at inside. Have you looked at this Rashbo inside? Have you worked it on this Rashbo?
No, we didn't think so.
Let's have a look at it, because there are parts of it that I'm not clear on, but let's have a look at it. V'harashbo b'chidush of perek ha-shuleach kosov. So on that same sugi where Tosfos talks, the Rashbo says, k'derov adom ha-rov ha-hekdesh chometz v'shichru mafkiyim midei shibud u'firshu b'Tosfos d'hu ha-din b'chol k'dusho she'en lo pidyon. And it says that Rashbo Tosfos says any kedusha that has no pidyon, kigun kenomis kiven de bishas hektish shakati the makdish hu ayin sham. Since at the time of the hektish it's still the makdish, he has the power to do it, and therefore it's chal. V'koshe hakoinim proti almuel l'shibude v'koinim kloli yesh l'pidyon. A koinim proti the shibud stronger. A koinim kloli has got pidyon, therefore it's not chal on a shibud. It's not mafkia shibud. V'meila ena mafkia midi. So what is the Rashbo talking about when the Rashbo says? That any kedusha she'en lo pidyon can kenomus kimedusha asek l'shachati demaktishu, that it works with any kedusha, it doesn't. V'ulai sviru le'el Rashbo, the koinim kloli nami ein lo pidyon. Perhaps the Rashbo is cholek and holds that a koinim kloli also doesn't have pidyon. He would have to go right back to that to be cholek. Because once you say it has pidyon, then everything else falls into place. You would have to go back and say that even a koinim kloli doesn't have pidyon. That it doesn't, it's not like hektish. Aval afi mashi posko harambam va'atisus v'haran, the koinim kloli yesh lo pidyon, im kein bekoinimus lo ilom ein mafkiyim b'dei shibud, ben proti v'in kloli yuchu moshu kosavnu, v'im kein, ho de mashma b'divre harammo, the koinim kloli mafkiyim b'dei shibud l'chuli am yitzorich yun. Now we get, come right the way back, the kash is on the Ramo. Where does the Ramo get it from, that there's a difference between a koinim kloli and proti? V'gam lefi mashi kosav ha-bes yosef b'shem ari, l'chalik b'inyan acher, v'ze l'shoinoi, So what is the Beis Yosef brings in the name of Ri, that the Rabbonin were ma'alim the shibud of a baal on ishtoi, so that she doesn't misuse the instrument of koinam to assert herself on him. So then why doesn't it work? So why not by Misna as well? So the Ri is concerned, what we were saying, maybe because of spite. Maybe the sons are throwing it into the coffin so that she doesn't get it. So why aren't we worried? And they say there would be a good reason to be Malin the Shibud even there, because for spite there might be a motive. But that's something so unusual, and there's also Kovad Ames, they didn't interfere with that. So then even the itztila then could be mafkia midei shibud, and should require almur rabbonim, but they weren't almur rabbonim because they didn't want Mishum kovad ames v'im kein b'koyim klali nami yesh lo medal mu'ur l'shibude. So maybe by koyim klali also, because one could use it for spite. I don't care if I can't have the house. I don't care if nobody can have the house, but the bank's not going to have the house. So you could have a midas din. So maybe there's there too. They are mu'ur l'shibude. V'hekdash t'kedushas haguf v'shikru koshe l'fi tam shikos v'bes yosef. So what about hekdash and kedushas and real kedushas haguf? What will we do then? Maybe we'll also say that milta de l'shchichu mishum kovet hekdesh lemizbeach v'gabi shichru nami l'shaych le'ma'amur abon l'shibudeh t'lorotz lafkiyas chusa eved mishum takanta de balchiv. Maybe in each case there's an exceptional reason why they weren't ma'alim. But even a koinim kloli, according to some, maybe that's the shita sarashbo, that a koinim kloli can be mafkiyah midei shibud, and they should have been ma'alim the shibud, but they weren't for specific reasons in each case. Yes, it's expanding his possible understanding of the Rashba.
So instead of going to pidgin and saying that by kloli, pain with pidgin,
you might be able to say even though yesh lo pidgin,
but I'll move by kloli,
and it should be almuv, they chose not to be ma'alim for all these different reasons. The kohenim kloli ainu mafkiyah midei shibud. And therefore I think that a kohenim kloli is not mafkiyah midei shibud, however you want to learn it. Whether it's because they weren't chosen not to be ma'alim or whatever, however you want to learn it, you can't come out that a koinim kloli is mafkiyah midei shibud. The only one who possibly learns that it can is the Rashbo, but lahalocha that's not how we hold. So I have a problem with the Ramo. That's how he leaves it. He has a problem with the Ramo, and then he'll go into the last piece, which will be Riyada, which we can do in Mitzvashim next week, and continue with Sifkot and Vav.
Let me look at the Mordechai again. Did you look at this Mordechai that's quoted in the Ramah?
No, I haven't looked at it inside.
That's his source.
To see how he is. He says, so he probably brings that the source is the...
What forces him to say that it's the Tosfos in the beginning?
Why does he build upon that?
Yeah, he says, Vumidivya Tosfos. He doesn't bring reason.
Where else would he bring it from? Where else would he bring it from?
He keeps pushing it away as saying that there's no reason for it to be the Tosfos. It's very difficult if it's a Tosfos, blah, blah, blah. He never just says, okay, it's not the Tosfos, it's something else.
But he didn't see the thing of the Mordechai. I say, you're right, we've got to actually...